Yes, hello and welcome to the Rush Hour, the Monday edition of the Rush Hour, but we're a man down, Greg. We'll get to that in a minute. I welcome you, Molly Rose.
Hello, Ben.
Greg Blewett.
Hello, Ben.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Hey, why are you sitting in that seat? What's going on here?
Well, I can tell you, it's Andrew Jarman's seat,
yeah.
But it's broken. These chairs are just about brand new.
Oh.
They're about 5 months old, and Jars is, I don't know, it's sort of really in the middle of this seat. It's, you can just feel his, where his bum cheeks have been. It's just this big dent.
So you just take up one of those checks.
Yeah, I'm just in one crevice.
So you reckon it folds up. Now we'll check on Jars in a minute. We're going to cross to him live, but we'll check on him in a sec.
Yeah.
But big weekend of footy. Crows, very disappointing in the end. Had a good lead. We're going to do a footy review next. We'll delve into it a little bit more. But that was frustrating. I was watching Saturday night and it annoyed me, Greg.
I was as flat as a tack. Burn. Mm. I played golf and I couldn't wait to get home from a roast chicken and just open a little
roast
bottle of Chardonnay and just watch the footy and
your luck.
Off to a good start, and then it all went pear-shaped. But on the other hand, Port Adelaide, what a first half they played.
That first half was unbelievable. Some of the best footy I've seen for a long time.
Yep.
So golf Saturday, golf today.
None Wednesday.
Oh, only because it's raining. Is it only
just swap my days?
Yeah, because is
smart.
It because it's raining?
No, just a coincidence.
No, that's
just
crazy.
A coincidence.
Be honest. Be
it's
honest.
Just a coincidence.
Be honest.
No, I've got something on Wednesday.
Oh,
something else happening.
Nah,
just worked out that way.
Does Catherine get annoyed at you golf? Just wondering.
She gets annoyed at everything.
I just wouldn't
put it down to golf.
I'll tell you why he's not playing Wednesday. 15 to 20 mil expected Wednesday. So he's just flicked it around. Babe, I'm going to change to Monday today. But how'd you go? Any good?
No good. Just struggling.
Still no good.
Nah.
I thought you found something last week.
No, you know what? I've got to the point, Byrne, where I've said, I'm not going to practice. I'm not going to warm up. I'm just going to walk straight onto the tee.
Hang on.
And I tried that this morning. Didn't work.
That's how I play.
I'm back to square one.
That's how I play.
Anyway.
Because I'm forced.
Hey, just talking about Jars.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't coach on the weekend either. So his big grudge match against Flagstaff Hill.
Yeah.
Him and the Cockle Divers.
Yes.
He didn't front up.
Yeah. Sauce Jacobs as well, who we surprised him with on Friday because he didn't speak to him all last week.
Nah.
So
typical Jars.
So we've all been under the weather a touch.
Yeah.
But Jars, I don't know. He gets a bit funny with big moments like that.
Mm.
He sometimes would rather not turn up than lose.
What about the all week? He was all, we've done our homework on Flaggy and Big Sauce.
We've got a plan for him.
I checked I think it was a 60 point loss.
Yes,
and
10 goals.
And Sauce, BOG and BOG and 6 goals.
What was the plan? Just let him have it.
Let him get leather poisoning.
Keep away from him. Just don't talk. Talk to him. How was your weekend, Molly Rose?
Yeah,
what did you get up to?
It was good. It was good. Yeah. I went to see my grandparents yesterday. I was going to tell you guys this.
Oh, Nana.
Yeah, I got to her
Any
house.
Feedback?
Loving the show, as
good
always.
Is. Good.
She had a cutout of Jars in the paper. Did you see that on my Instagram?
No.
She had it on the table. She said, I thought you might want to read about what Uncle Jars has been up to recently.
Oh.
And you can take that into work for him.
Well,
she had it saved.
So she cuts pictures out of us now, or is it just Jars?
Well, have either of you been in the paper yet?
No, I try and keep out of there.
Yeah,
if I'm in there, we're in trouble. Hey, what's on the show, Greg?
Well, we've got a big, big show. We've got to review the footy, as we just said. But my boys, Rory and Sam, there's been stuff going on in recent
times. Is it Rory again?
He's part of it.
Yeah.
But it's mainly Sam.
He's involved.
Just going through a little
phase.
Little phase,
yep.
We've got the quiz, of course.
Quiz,
we're going to try and give away.
Actually,
it's not
what are we going to do with the quiz? Because
Jars. Let's come up with our own.
Do you want to make our own rules up?
Yeah.
Well, I think Jars sort of does that anyway.
Yep. Bit of a cricket chat. We've got all sorts of stuff, mate. Winners and sinners.
Yes,
all facts.
As well, yeah. Got a few facts. A bit light on today. We'll see if we can find any during
Burn,
the show.
I want it to be a nice, slick show.
No, it has been. I think it's a good
slick.
Start. It's been a good start. No mistakes.
Yes.
And we're speaking English so far.
So far.
Thanks, Bruce.
Nice one, Molly Rose.
You got there.
Hey, Bernie, Port Adelaide are flying at the moment. Second on the ladder, one game below Collingwood. So Collingwood on 44 points, Port Adelaide on 40. clear light in between Port Adelaide and Melbourne, who are in third spot. So they're in a great spot for the second half of the season. But their first half, talk me through that.
No, that's the best half of footy I've seen for a long time. 106-23 it was at half time, Greg. I was thinking, we're going to see a 200-point game here if they keep the foot down. But they did some weird things in the second half. I mean, you've got to be glass half full, because when you're up by that much, you're not going to lose the game. But they subbed out Scotty Lysett, which was interesting. I'll get to that in a minute. But it was almost a game of, or the tale of two halves, because the first half was so exciting. And the second half, they actually got outscored 11-7 by Hawthorn. So Hawthorn aren't that easy beat team anymore either. They're actually developing some of the, you know, they're not big names, but they play pretty contested footy, pretty good around the footy. So the Lysett subbed out decision.
When was that?
Just after half time. So that coincided with Hawthorn winning a lot of contested footy, a lot of clearance, a lot of scores from clearance as well. It was a bit bizarre because then Ollie Lord had to go into the ruck. Jeremy Finlayson had to go into the ruck. Finlayson had kicked five goals forward. He kicked four in the first quarter. Wouldn't you want to see him play more forward and fill the boots? It was a fill the boots up type day. Get everyone in form. Rioli kicked four goals. It could have been the same in the second half. They could have really filled up. But I don't know whether they decided to take the foot off or wanted to, you know, take it easy in the second half. I don't think you can pick and choose in this game. I think you've got to keep the foot down, keep in good form. Because we made the comment, we did that game for Triple M on Saturday, and I made the comment, as a player walking off after one of those games, you're flat because you're thinking, oh, well, we're going to win by over 100. Let's score 200 points. And then all of a sudden you go off going, geez, I wonder what the coach thinks now of our second half. So you sort of come off a little bit flat. In saying that, they won pretty easily. Finlayson five, as I said. Marshall kicked five. Their forwards were going really well. Rioli four. Houston played really well, 20-2 goals off half back. So just the Lysett subbed out one 3 weeks back. Oh, I thought it was a chance to get him in and get his confidence right up. He's one of the best. I had him in the top three on the ground at halftime. His clearance work, his follow-up, his tap work was outstanding. So a bit bizarre. They said there's no injury. It was just a management thing. So I don't know.
Maybe there's something underlying there, though, Boone.
Maybe.
Because he struggled at the start of the season out of the side. So maybe there's just something going on, like there's a bit of a niggle that they think. Because he's going forward, he's so important.
For Port to go deep, he has to be in really good form. Because they've tried Brinteagle, who's just got some issues with his feet at the moment. So their backup after that is, who is it, Dixon, Finlayson? They don't have a lot after that. So for them to go deep in September, he has to be going really well.
Yep. Obviously, Kenny Hinckley, the coach of Port Adelaide, was very, very happy after the game.
Oh, I just thought we played all parts of the game incredibly brutal. It's definitely as good a half as I've seen us play for a long, long time. So, you know, and to expect that to continue on was probably me being a bit greedy in some ways. I just couldn't expect that from the boys. They were, you put 100 points on the board at half time. That's pretty damaging.
Yeah, there's Kenny. Yep. They are flying. That was good for their percentage as well. So that always comes into the equation at the back end of the season.
They were 96 points up at one stage, though. Could have been a real fill-up and percentage. Their percentage isn't where the other top four sides are, though.
Byrne, I was playing golf. I kept checking the scores. I'm going, what the hell's going on here?
Glitch.
Unbelievable. Hey, on the flip side of that, the Adelaide Crows and Gold Coast up in Darwin. Mm-hmm. As usual, Crows get off to an absolute flyer. 35 points up, and then what happened?
It looked like it was just a matter of how much by the Crows. And I loved it. I was thinking, because it was a real 50-50 game, even money up there. They'd spent the week up there, Gold Coast, beat the Bulldogs a week before. So I thought, geez, probably a little bit in favour of even Gold Coast. But the start, I thought, beautiful. How good. Got away, 35 points up, as you said. And then for whatever reason, there was 9 unanswered goals from sort of towards the end of the second quarter into that third quarter. And the game just got ripped away from them. In a matter of, it felt like moments. All of a sudden, they went from 20 points up to 20 points down, or whatever it was. So, bit disappointing or bit frustrating. One of the worst losses, I reckon, for a while for Adelaide, because
it's such an important game.
You've got Gold Coast sitting in 12th, Adelaide 7th, pre-game one Friday night, right? So if you think you're going to play finals, you're going to beat the 12th team on the ladder, don't you? Especially if that team now is right up your clacker, one of the teams vying for the eight. So they'd be so disappointed. They said, well, Nixie did say he's going to review it heavily and they need to find out. Five games they've played away now, lost contested ball every time and only won one of those games, which is in Tassie, by 3 points, which are 10 points down with a couple of minutes to go. So that's a concern now. Away form is very poor at the moment. So they need to change something up. I don't know what it is they need to change, but that needs to change really quick because finals are going to probably be away if they think they're going to make them. So Doudet obviously out with a knee, disappointing. That's season ending, Butt's not in the greatest form either. I want Himmelberg to come in as a defender. Now there's a spot open. Doudet's out. Himmelberg's not going to play as a forward now. There's too many key forwards at Adelaide for him to come in, and he comes in for 1 week, out for another. Players are back. We've seen it in the Sandful. Now go up to the coaches, say, I want to play Sandful as a key defender. That's how I'm going to get into the senior team. He needs to do that now because I think there's a spot there for him.
Yeah, lost starting contested, to get a bit thin, aren't they?
Lost contested footy by 38 as well, which is that is a real concern.
At the back end, yeah. All right, Matty Nix, disappointed after the loss.
Yeah, it's a tough one to swallow at the moment. We had our chances. We were, obviously the start of the game was on our terms, but we were well beaten in the contest tonight. Well beaten in the contest. And then when conditions changed, it became a little slipperier. The game changed. They adjusted far quicker than we did.
Well done to the Gold Coast too, has to be said. They are all of a sudden
flying.
They are going really, really well. Okay, next. Well, my boys are giving me some grief, Burns. So you're a father.
Like
I need some more help, please.
I like this. I enjoy these bits.
Now, Bernie and Molly and family, of course, you know, your children are your world, aren't they? And I love my children very, very much. Taylor, 21 years of age, living in Sydney. And I've got my two boys, Rory, who is 6, and Sam is 8. But I've got to tell you, my boys are just getting on my goat at the moment. They just
I like when they do this to you.
They're just pressing our buttons.
Yeah.
And that includes Catherine as well. Mm-hmm. Rory's going through one of these stages where he's thinks he's funny, but he's not. So he's doing all these, pulling these faces and making these baby noises.
And how do you deal with that, Greg?
I say, Rory, it's not funny, mate. It's not funny. But the problem is that Sam thinks it's funny.
Yeah,
so he giggles away and encourages Rory to do it. But
and Catherine laughs?
Nope.
She's
the same as me, gets annoyed. But he just, you know, it's one of those things. But Sam, the 8-year-old, is starting to answer back. So he's looking at me in the eye.
This has been annoying you. You've been telling me about this.
Yeah, starting to answer back and sort of questioning a few things. And I'm like, Sam, just chill out, mate.
He's getting to the age where he's starting to work things out a little bit, isn't he?
Well, he is. So he's also working out that he can get around some swear words as well. So,
I know swear words.
Yes.
They start at 8. I've got to write this down.
Well, no, they...
They started earlier.
No, Rory's been going since he's 5.
What? Not the F-bomb.
Yeah, well, at the moment, Sam has replaced, so his F-bomb is not the, you know, the one that we'd normally use. He's replaced that with frick.
Oh, frick. Yeah.
So he'll do something and he'll go, oh, I can't freaking believe it. And I'll go, Sam, no, you can't say
well, it's
that.
It's better
mate.
Than saying the other one.
Yeah, no, exactly. And he'll mess something up with his, you know, he'll be doing a drawing and he'll go, oh, what the frick? And I'm going, Sam, you can't. He goes, mate, what, Dad?
Explain to me what's wrong with that.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then the other day, I pulled the Weet-Bix carton out.
Yep.
And he'll go, Dad, do you know if you replace the B with a D? What does that spell? And I go, mate, no, you can't. Just forget about it.
See, I actually find that funny.
Yeah. Mate, you wait till Harvey. But what can I do? What can I? Because he's not actually swearing.
Well, don't ask me because I'm all for that stuff. I think about that too. But, yeah, I don't know. He's getting to the age where he's starting to work a few things out.
Yeah.
So
a little smarty pants trying
to. So getting back to when they start swearing. So Harvey's 4. He's answering back a little bit at the moment. Mm-hmm. He's starting to get in that phase, but doesn't swear.
Yeah.
So when's that? 5.
No, that's not too far. Just let him hang around my boys for 30 seconds.
So it's about who you hang around.
Yeah.
No, they're banned. No, they're not going anywhere near Rory. Nah, he's out.
Oh.
Stay cool with an Automasters aircon service. Call 1300 Automasters. 60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
Yeah, let's say hello to Scott from Ironbank. Welcome, Scott.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, good very study. Well. Good luck in the quiz. What do you do for a job?
Not much at the moment. Unemployed.
Ah, right.
Ironbank. Isn't that one of the victims of Jars's coaching?
Oh, I'm not sure. Haven't been here that long.
Didn't he coach Ironbank? Pretty sure he did.
Oh, he might have
too. He took him to bottom too.
Might have too. Mm.
Could be Ironbark.
have you got a footy team, Scott?
The Crows.
The Crows. No. What'd you think? Gold Coast, Saturday night.
Pretty disappointing. I thought we were home and hose in the first quarter, but yeah, should have scored a lot more points.
Bloody frustrating, Scotty.
Very frustrating.
Now, Scotty, it's an Andrew Jarman themed quiz tonight, okay?
Yep.
You know much about him?
Well, a little bit, yeah. Should be all right, hopefully. All right.
Okay, so question 9 is double points tonight, okay? So if you get question 9 right, it's worth 2.
Righto.
Ooh, okay, so 10 questions, 60 seconds. Pass if you need to. We'll come back to it if we've got time. And we've got to take your first answer, all right?
Yep.
Okay, let's go. What is Andrew Jarman's middle name?
Newton.
What team does Andrew Jarman coach in the Southern Footy League currently?
Oh, pass.
What number did Jars wear playing for the Crows?
Pass.
Andrew Jarman was selected in the North Adelaide Team of the Century in what position?
Pass.
Which of the following clubs has Jars not previously said Alistair Clarkson will coach? Adelaide, Essendon or North Melbourne?
Adelaide.
How many McGarry medals did Jars win?
One.
What is the name of Andrew Jarman's autobiography?
Oh, I'm the man.
Who's the oldest brother, Andrew or Darren?
Darren.
Andrew Jarman finished runner-up to what player in the Crows 1995 BNF?
Oh, Ben Hart.
What bread manufacturer did Andrew Jarman do an ad for?
Tip Top.
Yes. Got it. Ooh. Oh, wow.
Mm.
All right, let's have a look at the scoreboard, shall we?
Yep.
One, two, correct.
Oh, geez, that was
oh
quick.
My God.
That was a quick count. Tough quiz, though, today.
Tough
quiz.
This will upset Jars, too, if he hears about this, because he thinks everyone knows him and he's, you know.
He's mobbed. Well, we were at the State of Origin the other night and I couldn't get back to my seat because I'm getting mobbed. It was only because he was stopping and telling them about himself.
Perhaps I should have been there.
Yeah, maybe.
Thanks for playing, Scotty. What does he win?
Well, lucky you're a Crows fan, because we're sending you to see the Crows take on West Coast this Saturday. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketek.com. Well done.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
Good on you.
Good on you, mate. Enjoy the footy next week.
Will do. Cheers.
Good on you, Scotty.
All right.
Geez, we've got a few to get through.
Well, he got Newton, right?
Question 2, Port Norlunga. Yes. Jars coaches now. Question 3, passed on to
Greg. Yeah, wore number 2.
Yes, and number 4, Andrew Jarman was selected in the centre.
Yes.
For the North Adelaide Team of the Century. 5.
The only club that he said that he wouldn't coach is the one he's coaching
the
now.
The team he's coaching.
North Melbourne.
Andrew Jarman, question 6, won 2 McGarry medals, 87, 97, I think.
Yep. His books, Jarman Magic.
Not, what did he say? I didn't mind that.
I am the man.
Jars would like that too, I reckon. Number 8, he said Darren's older. No, Andrew's older.
Yeah.
Question 9, the double pointer, Greg.
Yes. He finished runner-up to the BNF and the Crows in 1995. Matty Connell.
Still thinks that. Because he fed Matty Connell all his touches. That's what he goes.
And he had his speech prepared.
Yeah. And threw the golf bag in the river after, because that was the second prize. Yeah. And didn't want to play for the club again. But anyway, a couple of years later, they turfed him. Well, the next year they turfed him, so it wasn't required. But that's the quiz. Cricket not far away, Greg.
No.
Wednesday, the Test Championship. You got some news you want to tell us?
Yeah, well, Josh Hazlewood is out. So
done.
He's out of the 15, because you've got to, they've got to have a squad of 15 named in the lead up to the Test match. So he's out, just precautionary, trying to get him right for the Ashes. So Michael,
he's had a bad run at it.
Yeah, he had a Achilles problem, and then he felt his side at the IPL. So they're just getting him right for that first Test match. But that starts on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Burn.
That's so, snuck up on us.
Yeah, 7 o'clock on Channel 7.
Good time. Channel 7.
Channel 7 live and,
ching, ching,
live and free, baby.
Live and free. You were saying that the other night.
So, it is. So it'll be Scotty Boland.
Yeah.
He'll play that game.
So Nisa in, you said. But
yeah, Nisa's in the squad at 15. I don't think so.
He's going well over there, hasn't he?
Nisa, yes. Yeah. He's done very well in county cricket. I think they'll go with Cummins, Stark, Boland, Nathan Lyon and Green as backup as well. So I think that's a pretty good lineup.
Good lineup.
So looking forward to that. Hey, just some news also. I was doing some reading today, Bern. The IPL was played last Monday, the final between the Chennai Super Kings and the Gujarat Titans. Chennai won. Okay. Very good game.
Came MS down, Dhoni?
Yeah, well, they all thought it was going to be his last game.
He's won again.
But he reckons he's going to go again. He's 41 years of age.
I was going to say he's 50. But keeps winning him though. He's won a heap of them.
Yeah, they needed 10 off the last two balls in the final in front of 100,000 people. And they got it. A six off the penultimate ball, and then a four.
I didn't know this.
And then a four. So it was one of the great finals. But there's the streaming service called Jio Cinema. Was bought. They bought digital rights for the IPL, and it's backed by Indian billionaire Mukesh Ambani, Asia's richest man with an estimated net worth of nearly $90
billion. $90
billion? $90 billion. He's the owner of the Mumbai Indian cricket team as well. Anyway, it attracted 32 million viewers.
Not even on TV.
No, not streaming. Even on TV. So streaming that
is
IPL
big
final.
Numbers.
So that I mean,
is
it just continues to. Yeah, that's a world record for someone streaming a sporting event.
Wow.
So unbelievable as well. Hey, some news about David Warner too.
Yeah, what's going on
yesterday?
Here?
All right. Well,
he
listened to his press conference yesterday. This is what he had to say.
I've always said that the World Cup would probably be my final game, but I think, you know, I probably owe it to myself and my family. You know, if I can score runs here, continue to play back in Australia, I can definitely say I won't be playing that West Indies series. So I think if I get through this and I can make the Pakistan series, I'll definitely finish up then.
So is he retired?
He's not well, he's saying he's retiring after about, two series.
Yeah, so, in between that, so just to explain that, the home summer in Australia is against Pakistan, which is three test matches, and then the West Indies after that. So he's saying that if he gets through the Ashes, gets to Australia, he's going to play three test matches, the last one being at the SCG, and then he'll hang it up.
And he said he owed it to himself and his family that he plays. But how do you know he's going to be picked? He hasn't made a run away out of Australia for years.
That's right. Doesn't this make it really awkward, though? There's nine test matches between now and that SCG test match.
Nine test matches.
So I don't know.
Hang on. He's booked in a farewell game.
Yeah,
he's booked in his farewell game. This is two seasons away.
This is the thing, Byrne. Like, I reckon if you retire, you come out before your last game and say, right, this is it. I'm going to hang up.
Yep.
This is going to be my last test match.
Maybe he knows that he may be in trouble. Is he? If you're putting money on this, do you reckon he lasts the Ashes series?
Honestly, the way he's been playing, especially overseas, I can't see him getting through. I'd like to see him do really well because that means Australia will probably do well as well. I don't know. I find this really weird, this announcement.
That's like Buddy Franklin coming out this week and saying he's going to retire in 2025. So farewell you then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
bizarre. But he says some bizarre things. He's a bizarre man. But as you said, if he goes well, it means Australia's going well. So we'll get behind him.
So that World Test Championship on Wednesday night, Australia v India, to find out who's the best Test nation over those 2 years.
I like playing him away out of India. Like it.
Yep.
Yeah, welcome back to the 5 o'clock hour of the Rush Hour. Now, it's the Rush Hour minus Well, one of our teammates blew. So, and we did check on him a little bit earlier. He's live at the Royal Adelaide Hospital.
Well, he's checked himself.
I think Maz checked him in just to get him out of the house. But let's cross live again to him. We'll see if he wants to talk this time. Oh, it's getting quicker. Jazz.
He's excited about something.
Jazz.
He's flatlined again.
Medic, he's back again. No, he's with us for the 5 o'clock hour. We might check in on him again a little bit later in the show. Hey, some other footy news. It was a good first hour. We covered some footy, some cricket, bit of home life as well.
Yes.
You boys are in trouble again. Whoa. They found a new language that I like. I like always going to your household, though, because I know what's in store for me, because my kids are just a little bit younger, but I know what to prepare for, Greg. Hey, Nick Blakey from the Swans today has signed a 7-year extension, making him the longest active deal in the AFL at the moment. So 7 years, 2031 it takes him through to.
7 years.
Seven, so that's...
Good on him.
2023 we're in now. 2031, Greg.
Wow.
2031. I've got a nice fact that, you know what, I might run with it now, should I?
What?
I've got a little fact on Nick Blakey, is it?
Yeah.
Do you reckon I'll go with it?
Yeah.
He's got the longest neck in the AFL.
Well, and longest neck with no shoulders you'll ever see. He's got no coat hangers in his house, by the way. That's what they reckon. There are at least 196 games left before Nick Blakey is next out of contract. That's not including finals.
Right.
If he plays 152 of those 196, the Blakeys, which his old man as well, star for North Melbourne, will join the Fletchers on 664 and the Ablets on 605 as father and son pairings with 600-plus VFL AFL games. He's still with me, Greg.
Still with you.
There's only two father-sons that have played 600-plus games in total. So if he plays 150 of them, which that's gettable.
Yeah, of course.
No finals. And Sydney, they don't miss finals too often as well. Very durable.
Jeez, you're good, Bern. You were just sort of Googling away today, were you, in your spare time?
Just got that news across my desk. I thought, you know what, I know something off the top of my head here.
Jeez, you're a stat man. Hey, Jordan Dugowie is straight off to the tribunal after that big bump on young Eagle Elijah Hewitt. I've read a few things saying, oh, it was a split-second decision. That's not the replay I saw.
It's not good. You could see what his intention was early, and then that changed. He was going to block his run because he gave the handball over the top, went to block his run, but then he left the ground, jumped, not out with concussion.
How many weeks
he's in trouble? I feel like he'll get four.
Wow.
I think he'll get four, which means he misses Melbourne, the Kings' birthday game on Monday, which is a huge clash. And Dugowie in all-Australian form, he's in everyone's team, mid-season teams. So that's a big out for the Pies.
Hey, some sad news today and thoughts with Tommy Doday as well, that ACL being confirmed today. So bad luck to Tommy.
Didn't look much, did it? But they don't.
Often don't.
Yeah, they often don't. And he was smiling on the bench and when he was on the phone laughing. So I actually thought, oh, no, he must know it's not all bad news, but I got that wrong.
Hey, 133353, we're going to take your calls after this break. We're talking sickies. Because basically, Jars has had a sickie.
He
didn't want to front up on Saturday because he knew his cockle munchers were going to
He didn't want to count that as a loss under his coaching, so he knew he was going to lose.
That's
so
a good
he moved
point.
On. Yep.
He knew he was going to lose.
And...
Didn't he could know have, I said it.
We've all been crook last week. Molly, you were a bit soft during the week. You took a sick
as
well.
Voice but still we, easing, but
we just
back.
Get through.
Yeah, find
but
a way.
133353, when have you been caught?
Yeah.
Red-handed. Taking a sickie.
Yeah.
You've got something, Molly?
Well, I feel like you shouldn't do it is more my advice because I did it at school, in high school, and I missed the best day ever because a guy, a student at our school, was suspended, right? He broke in. This is as I've been told it because, of course, I wasn't there.
Shabby school.
He broke into the school with a samurai sword.
What?
And was, like, bursting through the classrooms.
During school hours?
Yeah, trying to win back his girlfriend, apparently.
Oh, that's
everyone
that's
was in lockdown, taken to the gym, like, the whole thing.
What?
Because he brought a samurai sword.
Mm. Were you the girlfriend?
No.
Well, you were there.
No.
133353. When have you been caught taking a sickie?
It didn't happen at Prince Alfred College, did it?
Oh, no.
The phones are open, 133353. When did you chuck a sickie?
Yes. We've got a few callers here just waiting. But before
that...
When
did you get caught?
Yeah,
when
have you got caught? So I was in year nine, Bernie.
Yeah.
Me and my mates, there was about three or four of us, we all chucked a sickie.
Yeah.
And went to his place and just sort of mucked around.
Well,
but
parents
just,
not home.
No, parents not home. Oh. Or they're at work or whatever. Yeah. So he was a couple of bus stops away from where I got on the bus, right? So I just, a couple of bus stops, got off, went to his place.
Yep.
And then after school, I got on at the same bus stop, which is only two bus stops from mine. Yeah. And
same timing? Got
well,
home,
yeah,
same
tried
time.
To, yep, same timing.
Yeah, clever.
But my sister was on the bus, on that bus. So she saw me get on.
How old's your sister?
Well, she was two school years ahead of me.
Right, okay. All right,
so she was in year 11 at the time.
She's like, why are you getting on here?
Yeah, and just sort of thought she'd go home and tell my mum.
Oh,
and dad.
Just
snitched on me.
There's no room for that.
But I didn't have anything, didn't have a backup either.
Good luck.
So I just had to cop it. Hey, let's go to the calls. Let's go to Joel at Glen Osmond. G'day, Joel. Tell us about when you got caught taking a sickie.
So I went to the big day out a few years ago and enjoyed it. I was in year 12, so it was the first week of the school year.
Yeah.
And enjoyed myself, and then the Saturday morning, I was on the front page of the paper. So I just had to go to the principal or the next day or on Monday and just pay the consequences. But I rocked up. His office was near the common room, and he's just put – all he's done is just put the – front page on his there, so I knew it was coming.
Yeah. Just hanging up in front of you.
Yep, exactly.
So you chucked a sickie from school to go to it, though. Yeah, right.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeez. Yeah.
What was the punishment?
Was fun. I actually just had to yarn with the young fellas, the young reception kids, about being honest.
Right. Oh,
that's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good person to do that when you're dishonest.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Joel.
Good on you, Jolly.
Cheers, guys.
Let's go to Miranda from Largs North. Now, Miranda, when did you get caught taking a sickie?
Hello. So I got caught. I was at a local show back home in New South Wales, and I was a little bit intoxicated, having a great night. I rung in sick for work the next day, and my bosses had actually seen me the night before at the show, and I kind of got caught out.
Did you? You didn't speak to them and forget?
No. They were just watching me, but I didn't see them.
That's a bit. That's not good.
Was it worth it?
Oh, no, not really, because I didn't last too long in that job.
That was your first strike, was it?
Yeah, it definitely was.
Thanks for your call, Miranda.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good on you, Miranda. Let's go to Rob at Golden Grove. Welcome, Rob. Tell us about your sickie and if you got caught.
Yeah, g'day, mate. It wasn't me. It was some guys from work. About four guys snuck out one day to watch batting practice for a test match in Adelaide.
Oh, yeah.
And thought they did well, came back to work, everything was normal until the boss gave them a call up. First page of the sports pages, there's someone in the nets and there's four guys standing behind with a big smile on their face.
See? Photo evidence. Photo evidence again.
What year was that, Rob, you reckon?
Oh, roughly? I don't know. I can't remember, mate. It was a while ago, but it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Are just you asking because you might have been playing?
They might have taken
their sickie to see you shine. Yeah. Is that what you're asking?
Well, waste of time, that would have been
a human.
Thanks for your call
on you, Rob.
I reckon.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Prize for Miranda, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
good.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Hey, hit it.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's that time of the week for winners and sinners.
What are you laughing at?
Sorry, that was just very funny.
Hit it, Molly. Yes, I just wanted to get into it. Winners and sinners, something that's impressed us, that's let us down over the weekend, Greg.
What are we going with first?
Start with winners, your winner.
Winners. All right. Well, I'm a Central Districts fan.
You are?
So I want to give them a bit of a shout out because they're going all right at the moment. It's been a pretty lean couple of years for the old Bulldogs. Currently fifth in the league.
Yep.
The reserves, under 18s and under 16s are either top or second.
Top or second, all three.
And the women's team is in the grand final as well. So,
jeez, that is good.
So for the Bulldogs,
well done.
There's some good stuff happening out.
How'd you find that? You wouldn't have found that yourself.
I got my sources. A bit like where you found those stats about the father-son stuff.
I looked that up.
Oh, yeah.
My winner, Stewie Jew and the Gold Coast Suns after the weekend. I wasn't happy with them because I wanted Adelaide to win, but they're going, they're sneaking under the radar at the moment, 6-6, sitting just outside the eight. They're a real contender now for that. I reckon only maybe eight spots open. What I think. I think Essendon may come out. They haven't convinced me. St Kilda haven't convinced me either at the moment. But there's a spot there, potentially, for the Gold Coast to play in their first ever final series. If they get things right, knocked off the Dogs, who are sitting on their, well, one game ahead, knocked off the Crows, who are now even with them. Mm-hmm. So they're doing all the right things, ticking all the boxes. The only problem with them is consistency, which I suppose you say about any club sitting around that spot. Otherwise, they'd be higher. But I think they've now are playing the right way to play finals footy.
Best case scenario,
yep,
they play finals. Does Stewie Jew coach the Gold Coast Suns again? Does he sign another contract?
This is all part of why they're my winner, because as soon as they start losing, they get whacked, don't they?
And then like, Stewie Jew's got to go.
Who's going to replace Stewie Jew? It's been the same for the last probably three, four years. I don't even know how long he's been there, but each year he's there. Oh, no, who's going to replace? Even this year, Kenny Hinckley, a couple of weeks ago, potentially going on the Gold Coast. He's going everywhere, Kenny. But
now Koshy wants to sign him for another decade.
Hardwick to the Gold Coast. Anyone to the Gold Coast. Yeah. It's a bit unfair for Stewie Jew, so we need to give him credit when it's due. Now, your sinner.
My sinner, and I touched on this at the top of the hour, Jordan Dugowie, who's having a great year. That bump on the young West Coast lad was just, come on. You know, that he basically lined him up and got him flush.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. Who knows what goes through.
He seems to me like this year he's matured as a player.
Yep.
I know you can say that when Collingwood went well last year, but he made mistakes last year. This year I feel like he's become the complete player, playing really good footy, and then he goes and does that.
Yeah.
He's going to miss 4 weeks.
That's just the brain fade burn. Has to be.
4 weeks
brain
could
fade.
Cost him.
Yep.
You never know. They're very good. Their depth is very good. Yep. So my sin, and we did touch on him earlier too, David Warner retiring after about another 25 tests, Greg.
You're having a crack at
You either retire and you say it's your last series, or you say it's your last test coming up. You don't retire in 3 series time. I don't like that. And now he's put the select... Well, it's an uncomfortable position. It shouldn't be, because they should pick him on merit, but now it makes it a little bit awkward for when they probably do have to drop him during this Ashes series. So I just think it was a bit... From a senior player that's been around a long time, it was a bit of a immature way to go about it.
Yeah.
So
no, I agree with that. And you know what? When Steve Waugh announced his retirement, he did that at the start of the Australian summer.
Yep.
And it became, the whole summer was about Steve Waugh.
Yeah.
And he copped some criticism. No, I don't think so either. I think you sort of give, you know, this is going to be my last test. A lot of great players did it that way.
Yep.
I'm with you.
Yep. Yeah, we got a good text before from Neville from Klemzik. He said, who is the champion if the test is a draw? The test championship. Now, Greg, you've done some research.
Yes. There is a reserve day, so if there's a bit of weather, it can go into a reserve day.
Yep.
Also, if they haven't bowled their allocated overs, that can go into the reserve day as well. But if after all of that, the game is a draw, then India and Australia share the prize.
Share
$1.6 million.
Is it?
They're both tests. They'll be both tests.
You don't want that, though. You want a winner.
No, you want a winner.
Go
ahead. Of course
you
do.
Now, I was just reading an article today, Greg, that caught my eye. Now, the headline says, I'll just read the article. A popular Adelaide nightclub has apologised for a controversial promotion that offered free drinks based on bra size.
Ooh.
The Woolshed on Hindley Street advertised.
Not the Woolshed.
Yeah, the Woolshed. Jeez, some dark days in there. Hindley Street advertised the event on social media, promising an allocation of free drinks based on bra size. The bigger, the better, it said.
What?
The crude and disrespectful post said. They've since got rid of this promotion, by the way. So I've just seen a picture here. There's a polar bear wearing bras, and it says A cup, one drink, B cup, two drinks, C cup, three drinks. Now, that's a bit of a clanger. I reckon they've made a bit of a mistake there. But
how did that get ticked off?
I don't know how that works. It said hang your bra in the shed too. So does that mean you've got to take it off and hang it in there? I'm not sure how that was going to work. But it got me thinking about promotions or free drinks that you've, what have you done to get a free drink or a promotion you've had? I've seen kissing contests, I've seen dancing contests, duet dancing contests, singing contests, but I haven't seen anything like this before. This is going a bit far. Have you been involved in anything like this?
Well, it wasn't for free drinks, but I was overseas and they had...
Say no more.
Overseas, Greg takes his hat off, his local hat.
They had a best bum competition.
Oh, no.
Best bum.
So you've gone in that,
have you? I've gone in because everyone goes on about how...
How do you go in?
Because I've got a little scrawny little ass, you know, all that sort of stuff. But it wasn't
Bernie. Everyone, wasn't, do they?
Bernie. It wasn't...
As Molly, have you done that? Have you said that?
Said
about
what?
My bum.
Well, yeah, scrawny. You're saying everyone's.
But
said
it wasn't bare bum. You could keep your jocks on still.
Yeah, okay.
So it was just, you know, pull the trolleys
down. Or your G-string, as you like to wear.
No, it wasn't
G-string.
A G-string, dude.
So how do you go in the best ass company? You got no ass.
No, well, I just got up there and just gave a little flex. Little flex.
You're tensing one left buttock to the right, left, right, left, right. Good night.
And you know what, Ben? I didn't win.
No wonder you haven't got one.
Triple M's rush hour.
Elmac Cleaning Services. Get clean behind the scene. Specialist in all industrial and commercial cleaning requirements. Call 1-800-4-ELMAC. Here
comes Bernie Facts.
Interesting.
Here comes
Bernie Facts.
This is unbelievable.
It's
incredible.
It's time now for Bernie Vince's Final Facts.
Yes. Righto, come on, Burn.
No,
the very much loved segment.
What, you got to get to training, do you?
Yeah, but come on, we've got to get home.
What would you be training? Golf, I suppose, but it's too dark
for that. I'm over golf.
Oh, no, you're not.
He cracked it. He plays one bad round and he wants to give up.
Did your handicap get affected?
Yeah, it's blowing up.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You okay?
You could go past me, Greg. I'll just wave to you on the way past.
I need it. It's all in the head. I need some therapy.
Well, you've always been a bit...
And that would be okay
weak.
If you did.
A bad start.
What?
My first three holes is killing me.
Like your round's gone, is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Burns Facts, not Greg's mental problems.
Yes.
Hey, 5th of May today, a couple of birthdays I'll start with. One international, one very local. 1971, Mark Wahlberg.
Same age as me, 1971.
He's 71, eh?
Mm.
Well, what age would that be, Greg?
Well, I'm 51.
Well,
he'll be 52.
He's 52 today, yeah.
That's
so
right.
He's not the same age, so you're wrong.
Same,
anyway,
well, roughly.
Same year, you should have said. And this is from, what is it from, Molly? I've never heard of this.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. I want to see sweat coming out your pores. I never knew he was a singer.
This is him singing.
Apparently.
He's
too young to know
he
Greg.
He needs to keep the acting.
Do you know about this band?
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
No.
What's the other movie he's in?
Shooter.
The one where he's the porn star.
Oh, Greg, we don't watch that stuff here.
No,
I've never seen anything like that.
It's a movie.
No, I don't watch that stuff.
Oh, no.
Enough going on.
Okay.
Hey, 1958. Now, this is very local. If I said to you, Ken Hall, Greg, local here in Adelaide.
Plumber? What?
Yes, Ken Hall Plumbing.
Mm.
It's his birthday today.
Kenny now, Hall.
Yeah, I see the vans everywhere, so I looked this up. So he started his business with the one van.
Yep.
Now he's over 100 vans. I see the vans everywhere. So, old Kenny, happy birthday. And
he's going all right.
If you want a loan or something, go and see old Kenny. Or Hawley. I like to call him Hawley.
I'm KH.
Okay. 1876. Now, you might find this bizarre. Americans on this day, 1876, long time ago, were introduced to bananas, Greg. On this day.
Wow.
They don't grow naturally in the US. On this day, they were presented at the food fair Philadelphia, and they're an instant hit. The rest is history. So there you go, Greg. I bet you didn't think you would have heard this.
Who would know
this
that?
This song was playing at the fair. Bananas.
How can that be a song?
Seriously, that's a song. Gwen Stefani sung that.
Come on, Gwen.
Come on, Gwenny or Steph. I like to call it. Hey, speaking of songs, the number one song in Adelaide in 1960, so you were minus 11. Now, I haven't heard this, but I like the name of it. That's why I put it in. My Old Man's a Dustman by Lonnie
What?
Lonnie. Yeah, Donegan. I think it's Lonnie Donegan.
Right.
I tried to write that down. It looks a bit messy, but it was Adelaide's number one song, 1960. I don't know what it's going to sound like.
Oh.
Oh, my old man's a dustman.
Hey, not that good. I like this one. Greg, come back to the mic. Bring the banana song back.
You want these?
Oh, no, it's better than this. I like
What's
this.
What's worse?
My old man's a dustman. That's old man's a dustman. I don't mind that. I'm going to listen to that again.
You want me to bring it back?
What? Oh, my old man's a dustman. My old man's a dustman. I don't mind. It's catchy, Greg.
Nah, it's catchy.
Sorry, Boone. Don't like it.
I'll send you off on this one. You'll like this one.
What?
So not today, but yesterday. I know I do it on today's facts, but yesterday we don't work. Yesterday marked the 30-year anniversary of the Ball of the Century.
Warning.
Shane Warne to Mike Gatting, Old Trafford, the first ever ball he bowled
in
England.
In England for Shane Warne. And he's done it. He started off with the most beautiful delivery.
And a bit Richie.
Gatting has absolutely no idea what has happened to it.
Give it a
Still
bit.
Doesn't know. He asked Kenny Palmer on the way out. Kenny Palmer just gave him a raised eyebrow and a little nod. And that's completed.